Just a short message I'd like to share at the end of our conference meetings today is that you can find the readings to just a few verses to introduce the subject. But turn please to 2 Samuel chapter 29. Second Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 1. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. Now we'll go over please to chapter 34. Again, verse 1, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years, and did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. And we trust that God would add his blessing to the reading of his precious word. Here we read of two kings that reigned in Judah toward the end of the period of the kings that reigned in Israel and Judah. And both began to reign when they were young. And they both followed a king that was very wicked before them. But in their days, it was days of revival. And it's the thought of revival that's before me this afternoon. We've just started 2010. I'd just like to ask each one of us here today, is 2010 too late for revival? Well, I don't believe it is. If we just look at these conditions that brought about revival in the days of Hezekiah and Josiah, and think of other verses in the scripture that would bring about how revival can take place. I believe that even though we believe we're right near the end of the church age, that it's not too late for revival. Sometimes revival begins in the heart of an individual, one person, just the working of the Spirit of God. And in the case of both Hezekiah and Josiah, it seemed to be in their own individual heart that God was working and brought about revival. But then there are other times when God works perhaps in a wider area, and a whole area there's revival experience. People are saved and assemblies established, and there's a going on in the ways of the Lord. Well, how wonderful it would be to see revival in our days. As we think of Hezekiah, he followed the reign of Ahaz. And that we've got a description of him in the end of chapter 28. It says in verse 22, in the time of his distress, he did trespass yet more and more against the Lord. This is that king Ahaz. And then Hezekiah reigned after him. And when Hezekiah was 25 years old, he reigned 29 years. And it says he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. According to all that David his father had done. And he put down idolatry in the land, and he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. We just look further over, we get a description of something of the revival that took place in the days of Hezekiah over in chapter 31, verse 20. Thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and brought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the law and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. So Hezekiah had a desire to see the house of God and its service restored, and he also did that which was good and right in the sight of the Lord. And then as we think of Josiah, we have a description of him too. And it says he was 8 years old when he began to reign, and then down in verse 8 of chapter 34, in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan the son of Azaliah and others to see how the repairs of the house of God were going on. And in verse 14 it says, when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of God given by Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. And Shaphan carried the book to the king and brought the king word back again, saying, all that was committed to thy servants, they do. And then in verse 18, and Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass when the king heard the words of the law that he rent his clothes. Now we think of Josiah. We read that he was 8 years old when he began to reign. And for the first 18 years of his reign, he didn't have the word of God available to him to read. And it seems that in the 18th year of his reign, when the book of the law of God was found, this was the first time that Josiah was aware of what was written in the word of God. And he sought to find out from God what God's thoughts were concerning the conditions that prevailed in Judah at that time. And the message he received from God, we find it in verses 25, 26, that God was going to bring judgment because of the sin that had been in Judah. But in verse 27 it says, because thy heart was tender and thou did humble thyself before God when thou heardest his word against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and humble thyself before me, and rent thy clothes, and weep before me, I have even heard thee, saith the Lord. So here was one, King Josiah, whose heart was humble, and he listened to the word of God. He feared before the threatened judgment that was written that would come as a result of idolatry and turning away from God, and God gave him the promise that it wouldn't come to pass in his day. Now just go back to chapter 30 again, please, and read something of Hezekiah. The one thing that struck me reading through this, these early chapters of the account of King Hezekiah, was his exhortation to the people to return to the Lord. We'll just read in chapter 30, verse 6. The king was preparing to keep the Passover. And as we know, Hezekiah was king in Judah and Jerusalem, but his thoughts went out wider than that. He was concerned about the other tribes in Israel, although many of them had already been carried away into captivity at this time. We'll just read what it says here, verse 4 of chapter 30. And the thing pleased the king and all the congregation, and they established a decree to make a proclamation through all Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel at Jerusalem, for they had not done it for a long time, in such sort as it was written. So the posts went with the letters from the king and his princes throughout all Israel and Judah, according to the commandment of the king, saying, ye children of Israel, turn again unto the Lord God. So here his exhortation to the people is, turn again unto the Lord God. Now when we think of the word repentance, that's the real root meaning of the word repentance. It's to turn, and there's a need to turn away from sin, and there's a need to return again to God. Both sides are necessary. As we think of the prodigal son, he came to himself and he said, I have sinned. And he was ready to turn from his sin. And then he said, I will arise and go to my father. He went back to his father. And so true repentance, it means turning from sin and to return into God. And so the post went, these messengers from the king went and said, turn again unto the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and be not like your fathers. Verse 9, for if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn his face from you if ye return unto him. So here again was this word to them, they needed to return unto God. So the post passed from city to city and through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, even unto Zebulun. But listen to these next words. They laughed them to scorn and mocked them. What a sad response to this message that was going out from the king to return unto the Lord. It says here that they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. Sometimes when the thought of revival is spoken about, that is the attitude of the hearts of some. They might say, well, we can't be revival in our days, or something like that. Things are too far gone for them to be revival. But not all the people were like that. Notice in verse 11, nevertheless, divers, or some of Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun, humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. Also in Judah, the hand was to give them one heart to do the commandments of the king and the princes by the word of the Lord. And so the result was, we have in verse 26, there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel, there was not the like in Jerusalem. And so where there's revival, it brings joy. How often we lament because of low spiritual conditions in our day, that revival will bring great joy. And so how our hearts should go out and desire that in our day there would be these times of revival. And then as we think of Josiah, it was the book that came into their possession that made the difference in their time. And when we think of revival in different periods of church history, it's when the word of God has given its place. We've heard something of that already today. And as God's word is obey and follow, then revival can come about. Now, I'd just like to turn to Revelation chapter 1, 2. Now, sometimes we can get quite contented with our conditions and think there's no need for revival, no need for repentance in our day. Let's quickly read in Revelation chapter 2. And I'll just read the verses I want for the sake of time. We'll read perhaps in verse 3, it's the message to the church of Ephesus. And there's many things that the Apostle John can commend, or it's really a message from the Lord himself through the Apostle John. And has borne and has had patience for my name's sake, and has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. If we notice carefully, the word somewhat is in italics. It's put in there by the translator. And perhaps somewhat takes away from the sense of the word. And so if we leave the word somewhat out, I have against thee that thou hast left thy first love. To think of this church at Ephesus, perhaps 30 years since they received the epistle that we have in our Bibles to the Ephesians, written by the Apostle Paul. And 30 years later, this was their condition. The Lord says they have fallen. Verse 5, remember therefore from whence they have fallen. I wonder if we feel the need of repentance and revival in our days. Well, I'm sure